soon. No!
Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Band.
That was Pokemon themed by Power Glove. This is the show where we drop music, nerd, geek knowledge on you every Wednesday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Technical difficulties or no?
Apparently,
Well, you know what? Last week, the station was having issues. And I don't know. They said last week a lightning bolt struck the station. I didn't feel it. I didn't see it. But we had some issues last week. And then this week we're in the studio and like we're in mono. One speaker is blown.
It's kind of crazy.
It doesn't work. I thought my ear, like one ear wasn't working. And I'm like, oh no. I
honestly thought, because I got here before you, I just thought like I didn't know how to use this board.
I could get half off headphones, like 50% discount headphones. I mean, I only need one, right? Thank you for hanging out with us. If you are new to the show, welcome. This is the show where we talk about a lot of geek and gaming and stuff. We have a website where we have all of our previously recorded audio that I've uploaded. I haven't uploaded it all.
Because you're a jerk.
Well, the flood happened and I'm using that as an excuse. I'm going to keep using that as an excuse for a while.
Okay, fine. I'll
let
you.
What is the website,
Bear? The website is exppoints.com. Or remember to double tap the P.
We also have social media landing page for Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, things like that. Even our Steam community. It's exppoints.com/social. Check it out. Like, subscribe, join us, follow us. Do everything you need to do. All those adjectives and adverbs and verbs and nouns.
Do the things with the stuff. Push all the buttons.
The great thing about that is, in addition to just streaming audio off of the website, which you totally do.
Yeah, nothing.
Just from your phone or whatever. But you can also get us on Stitcher if you're an Android user, or you can get us on the iTunes, iTunes or whatever. You can get our podcast or the radio format, I guess the cut down musicless, or
well, it has the,
not full music.
The fade in, fade out.
Yeah, we fade in, fade out. We cut all that together, but we've got over 100 episodes for you to get on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as stream from the website. So do that. We're going to come back after two songs, tell you what we did last week. This is Critical Hit by No More Kings and Cartoons featuring MC Chris by Dr. Awkward. Catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
And I'm still Red Bear.
You just heard Cartoons featuring MC Chris by Dr. Awkward. Before that, Critical Hit by No More Kings. This is the segment of the show where historically we have talked about what we've done the previous week.
We have.
So, Bear, what did you do this week, this past week?
Oh, my goodness.
We've already discussed this, and we already come to conclusion.
Yeah, I hate how you did this to me.
You didn't do anything.
I can't figure out anything I actually did. I mean, aside from the normal things, I played Pokemon Go.
It's like
I played Pokemon Silver. I played Star Citizen. That's pretty much...
Come back next week when we find out that Red Bear doesn't do anything different. On the next exciting episode of Experience Points.
Still a bear.
Still a bear.
Still here.
Still doing it. He's Barry's hair. But grumble, grumble. I slept a lot.
Just a bear on the internet. No, dude, I can't.
That's all right. You know what? Sometimes
my week disappeared. Or
how about
I should
this?
Check my Steam log.
How about this? We'll play an extra song to commemorate you doing nothing.
Do you have a song about doing nothing?
Let's see.
Oh, there's
Yeah. We're gonna play. We're gonna play we're gonna play Joe Man or Day Man Step by Joe Man.
Oh, okay.
Just because, why not?
I was just thinking about what was it? Power Man 5000, the same song about nothing.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm gonna skip to me then.
Okay, let's because go to I actually you, did. Something. I legitimately, I'm sorry, guys.
Wow, dropped.
I dropped it.
Legion dropped
yeah.
a couple days ago,
and I am not on it right now, despite the whole thing where I was playing the free parts.
Right. Well, you can't really do any of the Legion stuff in the free parts.
No, you can't do Legion stuff in the free parts. So I haven't done Legion.
I've done the first initial step of getting the Paladin artifact weapon, going to the new Broken Isles, doing that whole sequence, like the initial, like, get in the game type sequence. And that was cool. Like, it was really neat. We're going to talk about that in our main segment a little bit. But, get in the game?
Yeah. Get in the zone. Auto zone.
Get in the zone. Auto zone. They did not pay us to say that. we just heard it on the TV, and that's what we're doing now. I played some of that. I played some No Man's Sky.
Did you?
I'm like the only person playing it still, I think, at this point. Dude, people are getting really upset.
I think it's because you bought it after?
I bought it the same day that it released.
Right, but after... you read a review. Didn't you?
Yeah, I bought it after the review from the guy that got it before anybody else right. from PS4 and said, hey,
I'm just saying,
I already
think you
got
may have
to
had
the...
adjusted expectations.
Yeah, I still shouldn't have spent $60 on it. I could have spent I could have spent so many other
I shouldn't have
you know,
spent
bought...
$270 on a digital spaceship. But
yeah,
you know.
No, you definitely should have.
Oh, that's great.
I've played...
2.5 did drop, but my internet's been freaking out. That's, I guess, what's why I haven't been gaming. Internet's been
You know, they
out.
Make games that you don't need the internet for. I'm just saying.
What is this, the 90s?
Whenever you have slow internet like me, after the flood, my ISP has not given me internet again, so it's just been blinking red light at this point, so I might just cancel it. I don't know.
I wouldn't pay for it.
Yeah.
You're not interneting.
I played some WoW. I played some Diablo 3
wow.
for the first time in a long time. I did that. What else did I do? I played some Grand Theft Auto 5 on PlayStation 4, which was really, really interesting. Other than that, a little bit of RimWorld. I saw that they updated it. A little bit of Space Engineers, which I haven't played in a long time. It's been weird. I've been staying at my parents' house in an RV.
Right.
That literally is like, I go there, and when I get there, I go to sleep. I wake up, I eat a banana, I drink some coffee, and I drive to work. I drive to Southeastern.
We have exciting lives,
guys. And then, well, you know, again, we're recovering from a flood. I am recovering from a flood.
Yeah, you are. I have no excuse.
I'm in the final. That's what I get. I guess I mess with contractors the entire week, and I'm sort of deciding who I want to give a lot of money to literally rebuild the bottom third of my house.
I feel like this could be like a game on the DS.
It
where
feels
your house gets wrecked. I shouldn't be insensitive.
I don't mean to
be insensitive. Like,
I think.
But like, different people like proposition you to fix things or something.
That's Stardew Valley.
Is that Stardew Valley?
I need to play Stardew Valley a little bit more because I heard that whenever you're super depressed, if you play Stardew Valley, like life is it's a Zen game. It's a game that like you'll come around to a new way of thinking. It'll be better this way. So I need to play some Stardew Valley. I might do that this weekend. You know, we got a Labor Day weekend coming up.
Well, you know what my plan? I did mention my plan.
Yeah.
To get through the vanilla content of Fallout and to put everything in perspective. My computer died, and then like I moved to a crappy place, and then didn't move to, and then was homeless or something, and then
right.
finally got all my stuff together and a new computer and a new apartment, and I don't remember what was happening in the story, so I need to restart.
Right? Yeah. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in the main segment. I guess let's cut to those three songs. Let's talk about the main segment because we're going to have some Fallout and everything in there as well. This is the Metal Gear Solid 2 theme. You know what? Let's start with Dayman's Step by Joe Man. That's to fill your content.
Thanks.
Cohen Gambria with Deranged from Arkham, I guess, Arkham City. And then let's do Metal Gear Solid 2 theme by Ferd K16. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This has been Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Metal Gear Solid 2's theme by Ferd K16. Before that, Deranged by Cohen Cambria off the Batman Arkham, I guess the Arkham City soundtrack. I guess
you sound really confident about this.
It's the one with Doctor Strange, or not Doctor Strange, with Professor Strange or whatever. The one with the Joker and the Batman. And then before
that one, yes,
before that,
Dayman
Step by Joe Man. It was a supercut of the Nightman Dayman from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. This is a segment where we talk about Maine stuff.
Maine stuff.
It's cold in Maine.
It's not here.
No. So, wow. Let's talk about Fallout 4 first. A couple days ago, we got Nuka World.
Yes, we did.
Which I believe. And I'm going to Google this right now.
Again, I need to get to the vanilla content.
I think Nuka World is the latest. Well, it's certainly the latest, but it might be the last Fallout 4, like the big last Fallout 4 content patch.
Oh, really?
That for Fallout 4. Yeah, I think so.
Well, I should get really busy.
Well, you've already had so many. Yeah, it's Nuka World's the sixth
I've had
and
plenty
final.
Of time
think
right
about
now.
It, sixth.
Wow, really?
There are six Fallout 4 add-ons. We got
That's
Automatron,
crazy.
Wasteland Workshop, Far Harbor, which was the big ones,
right.
Contraptions Workshop, Vault Tech Workshop, which makes you so you can make your own vaults,
right.
And then Nuka World. Which is where you can take a trip to this amusement park called Nuka World, and you can be rule the raiders. Like, you can be a raider king, captain, whatever.
Raider captain, cool.
So that's pretty cool. It came out. I haven't played it, but I've heard good things. I heard that it's really, really, really good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to restart my game tonight.
So something that came out on the 28th was Legion.
Yeah, we'll so I've heard, and I chose
hold on. Actually, that's going to be our super big segment. That's going to be what we're going to end the entire show on. Before that, let's talk about this other. Sorry, everybody, I know I'm jumping around. One big thing, Metal Gear Solid 5, the Definitive Collection, is coming out later in October. I think it's October 11th. Konami is re-releasing Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes, The Phantom Pain, and all the DLC for both of the games, and then Metal Gear Online. So that's Deja Vu, Jamais Vu, all the weapons, all the shields, all the DLCs, all the custom costumes, all of the just mother-based stuff, all of that stuff, all in one big package for $50.
Oh, wow, that's not bad at all.
$50 for effectively two games and a bunch of all the DLC for it. The problem is, I feel like they should discount all of the DLC because I already own both of these games. I already own Ground Zeroes and The Phantom Pain. And I should be able to just buy
if you want to just grab DLC.
I just want to grab the DLC, and they may do that. The big problem I have for this is pure, and I don't have a problem saying this. I'm not sure that I'm supposed to, like, specifically bad talk game companies.
But I think you can have opinions.
Konami is a big, crappy company.
Yeah.
Konami, not to be confused with Kojima. Kojima was the visionary behind Metal Gear Solid, the series. But just days after saying that we're going to release a continuation in an alternate universe called Metal Gear Survive, or Metal Gear Solid Survive, where it's directly after the events of Ground Zeroes, but in an alternate universe, mm-hmm. where we effectively get to use the Fox engine that was developed for 5 to just throw more money out there, or throw more game out there, just a money grab, like a weird Left 4 Dead sort of survival co-op experience. I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't particularly like that studio at this point.
Oh, I definitely don't like the studio.
I don't want to give them more money.
It's interesting that because they said for a while, hey, we're gonna decentralize or centralize more on making like gambling machines in Japan, like pachinko machines or something, which was fine. Except they're not just making pachinko machines now; they're making another AAA Metal Gear experience without the guy behind Metal Gear, without even his blessing. The guy they destroyed.
Yeah,
it
went down.
It went really, yeah, it did. So the fact that they're re-releasing Ground Zeroes and Phantom Pain in a big bundle, if you haven't gotten it yet, yeah, I guess get it because it is a worthwhile experience. And
he did work on it.
Despite the fact that they're not going to finish, despite the fact that they're getting this definitive experience, they're not going to finish the second or the third of the game. They're not going to finish, they call it Mission 51, that has some of the biggest plot points in it. They're not going to finish that, even though there's unfinished videos of rendered footage deleted mission footage and concept art narration. The fact that all we see are the leftovers of that, and they're not going to fix it despite releasing what they call a definitive Metal Gear Solid 5 experience.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
It is really disappointing.
But I'm kind of used to being disappointed by Konami at this point.
Yeah, it's I don't know that when asked
dad face.
When asked Gregory Walsh asks on Twitter at Konami and Metal Gear Inn, says how is this definitive if the ending is still missing, and Metal Gear official replies and says the ending isn't and never has been missing, but this is a prequel game to Metal Gear released in 1987. You know, it's so weird. Kaz the Fiddler on Twitter. Then where is it? Konami left loads of open plot lines. Where's the ending to those? He says Metal Gear official says the ending is found in the missions within. Many threads continue in Metal Gear and subsequent games.
Oh my goodness! So it's such a cop out.
It's so weird. It's just an interesting situation to be in. So.
Interesting's a word that we can say on the radio.
I feel bad for I guess Kojima because Hideo Kojima because I'm sure the next thing that he's working on is amazing. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be what we want as gamers. You know, it's going to be like the next generation of game. It's unfortunate to see. I guess to feel like maybe this could have been. You know, Metal Gear Solid could have been. It certainly is a genre-defining really a genre creating the stealth. I don't know that the stealth genre existed before Metal Gear Solid or Metal Gear.
Not any real good capacity.
I'm not sure that it actually existed at all now that I think about it. But he brought us Snatchers, he brought us Police Knots, and then, you know, Metal Gear Solid, and everything that came right within. We wouldn't have games like Splinter Cell without Metal Gear or Metal Gear Solid. We wouldn't have, have any game like that. So, I mean, to see some thing that you brought into being just be destroyed and be just made into just a money pit like this.
I mean, it has to hurt.
It has to hurt, and the only way I'm going to do that is that he's got sheer Japanese will. He's got this Japanese will to just... It's a disgrace.
We should make an anime out of him.
He will overcome it, and you know it'll be better. The next thing he does will be better. So that's all I can say. Let's cut to two songs. Let's come back and end out everything. This is and talk about our final thing. This is Chiptune Legacy with Big Giant Circles and the Princess Who Saved Herself by Jonathan Colton. Catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points in Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, but not for much longer. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard The Princess Who Saved Herself by Jonathan Colton. Before that, The Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles. I always make up lyrics to that song, because there's no lyrics. And I'm just like,
what lyrics?
Now we're here, we're playing games, and it's fun, and I've got a PlayStation.
Oh, goodness.
Now we're here playing games.
Wow, just because you said PlayStation, I'm just now thinking of Eiffel 65's My Console.
Oh, I'm done.
Do you remember that song?
No, please don't take us back in time. That's the Wayback Machine you're talking about.
Yeah, it is.
Let's, because we don't have a lot of time to discuss this.
Okay, fine.
Let's discuss Legion dropping. So
Legion dropped.
So Legion dropped on the 28th. I played not at midnight, aforementioned living in an RV down by the river.
I've been there.
I played the next day, and I went through, and I'm playing a paladin. I wanted to heal, and I decided to do a holy paladin, but okay. I can't just start healing. You won't make money that way. So I decided to do a ret pally, and I boosted to 100 before the expansion, did a bunch of demon invasions, got myself geared up, got some nether shards, and whenever the game started, whenever it dropped, I went ahead, and I followed the quest line to just continue the opening sequence, and it's awesome. Because
that's good news.
I was able to. It's so good. It's cinematic. It feels good. There's a ton of stuff they're doing with Sylvanas, that you could have done before the expansion. And then the new thing is an artifact weapon. It's effectively a weapon that you get. It's a really big deal weapon that you don't ever really change out ever again. You just kind of enhance via plug-in slot stuff and enhancements like that. Anyway,
right.
In this case, for Ret Pallies, it's Ashbringer. Ashbringer, Tyrion Forgering's like sword, cleaver, pole arm thing. It's so good. There's a ton of lore behind Ashbringer that I'm not going to bother anybody with right now. But you go, you complete a storyline, you kick some demon butt, it's like wielding Thor's hammer. It's like Mjolnir because you're worthy. You're the guy that can, or the girl that can, wield Ashbringer.
So which is pretty awesome.
I have my little paladin, blood knight, blood elf, chick, and all of a sudden, not only do I wield Ashbringer, I witness Dalaran moving. I go to Karazhan. Okay. I see what's going on there. I become the leader of the paladins. What?
See, this kind of makes me want to play
the entire time, and it's so big. It's so awesome. I become the leader of the paladin guild. I got the Blood Knights, and then I got the Alliance guys, the Argent whatever on the other side, and everybody is like, Vita, Vita, Vita. That's the chick's name. You know, and they're like, yes. And they never say my name. I don't know why. But, and we bury Forgering, and I get Ashbringer, and I go to the Broken Isles. But the thing, something weird happened, and it's something that I guess...
I know where you're going.
I've never... Yeah, because I discussed it with you.
Yeah, but
I still
knew where you were going.
So the weird thing that happens with WoW right now is... It's very Incredible-esque because you go through these scripted sequences and they're super nice. They are meant to be, it's an amusement park. It's a wild ride that you are just sitting and being thrown into. And there's some skill involved, but right now it's all about making the player feel mighty, feel larger than life, which is the point of video games, is to combine, can be one of the points. It's to combine skill and interactivity and make you feel better and bigger than life. And they're doing a really good job of letting you feel that way, at least in this class hall type of scripted sequence. I go to Eastern Plaguelands, I go underneath the cathedral, I become the leader of the Paladin Guild, and I didn't realize it at that point, but I hadn't really seen other players at this yet. It was all instanced. Ever since Wrath of the Lich King, where they started doing their instance technology, where you can exist at the same geographical coordinates or location in-game as other players, but because you don't exist in the same time frame or in the same phase, then you're in a different instance. And it's so good. Yeah. That's effectively the base of the entire world now, that world events can happen out of phase with other people. I hope they eventually do it with classic servers or legacy servers, where it's just a big giant instance worldwide. But I didn't notice that I wasn't around other players yet. And then whenever I completed the guild or the class hall thing, mm-hmm. and I signed my name in the Book of Kings or whatever, I got Ashbringer and I upgraded it, then I phased into, I guess, the current reality, the reality where everybody is. And I saw about 20 or 30 other people, other characters, Alliance and Horde, all having Ashbringer on their backs, all the leaders of the Paladins, all wearing the same 700-ish, you know, armor that I got via Demon Invasions.
This proves definitively multiverse theory.
Well, it's certainly, I said earlier, it's very Incredible-esque. I don't mean incredible as an adjective. I mean incredible as the movie, The Incredibles. You know,
that was a good movie.
Syndrome says, you know, when everyone's special, no one is.
Right.
And I felt larger than life, and then all of a sudden, just right now, because you can change, you can alter the appearance of Ashbringer, you can transmog it into something. You know, there's certainly things you can do with it, but right now, it just feels, there's so much sameness. There's so much people are just all the same people, you know? And
right.
I guess right now it doesn't feel very special to me. It feels mighty, but I wouldn't say that I feel extra special, right. You know?
Well, I feel like if they would have worked in the storyline better, so you wouldn't have to be the one that had this thing.
That's a big point right there, is do I feel mighty? Well, yeah, until you see how many people are just as special as me.
Right. You know? Now, if you were like one of me that grabbed some super special weapon to fight in this or something.
Right. Well, before, and that was the nice thing. There was a community in the early expansion drop,
yeah,
that you were part of this big like garrison of people to go out and fight the Demon Legion with Alliance and Horde, fighting almost side by side. You could see 30 other Alliance on the other side of this big pit. So I mean, that was great, because it was you and a bunch of others up against the many.
It really feels like they could have worked the storyline in like that, y'all versus the world.
They may, but this is certainly a big deal. You know, there's only one Ashbringer. There was only one forgering. There was, you know, it was well, right, not really, but
yeah,
it's so interesting. You
listen,
know, with the choices
thing,
they made.
I get the style choice of giving you Ashbringer, for instance,
right,
and making you that very special. Because in that instance, like you said, I'm sure it felt amazing.
It did. So. It definitely did. We're gonna cover it more over time. You know that we're running out of time, so I mean, we're gonna cover it more.
Fine.
And I guess in the next episode, play it a little bit. Maybe you'll catch on when you upgrade your account, you'll get a boost to 100.
Okay, I was wondering if I still would.
So at 100, you can go ahead and just start that content, and it'll quickly level you to that certain point. I think you get a 90 and a 100 because of Warlords, and then
of
Legions. Well, you never know.
Okay, anyway, I'll see.
Now
we're on opposite ends of this table.
You never know. We're out of time, but hey, you can catch all of our stuff that we've uploaded on our site. What is the site, Bear?
The site is exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
You can also catch us out on social media at our landing page at exppoints.com/social. Go there, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, Steam community, all of that stuff. We're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we got a PayPal, we got a Patreon, though it needs to be updated because you have bald hair and you definitely don't, or you have a bald
wow.
head.
Wow. Oh, I have to see the picture you used.
It's a pixel art picture.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're going to leave you with two songs. This is Hanging On, the Living Phantoms mix from Ellie Goulding. This was on one of the God of War games. And then Endless Fantasy by Anna Monoguchi. We will catch you next week from 9 to 10 p.m. And, you know, we'll play a little bit more. Maybe we'll see if you haven't refunded No Man's Sky. They're giving out refunds.
Are they really?
We'll catch that Fallout next week. Until then, thank you for tuning in. I've been MG.
I've been Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.